Tony, what were your thoughts as you saw Justin struggling so mightily right out of the gate tonight?
Well, he had, I mean, his stuff was alive. You know, we fouled off some pitches. You know, Milky got a first pitch hit. Ryan just put a bat on the ball. I mean, it was a great at-bat. The one, the bat breaker was Sandoval digging out that off-speed pitch with three runs. I mean, it was a nasty pitch. Pitch against All-Stars. I mean, somebody's liable to get you, and we got him. I mean, he could pitch us against us five more times. He'd hold us scoreless for an inning or two. But I think sometimes you just got to tip your cap. Our guys just competed, and they did a great job.
And right here in front, Rick.
Is this the perfect capper to your career now?
Well, Katie did mention a few times that it would be nice to get one for the National League. It's just a lot of fun. You know, the guys were not just all-star talents, all-star people for 2 days. It was just really neat to be around the whole coaching staff. Ron, Terry, myself, really enjoyed them. And I thought Chipper set the tone. You know, he talked to him at the beginning of the meeting and just went out and played, and we knew how good the American League was. We just got the jump.
Did you ask him to speak?
I suggested it to him. He didn't have to.
And here to the right.
Is that the most valuable player back there?
Yes, it is.
Was there any level of commentary in the dugout about the rarity of the three triples so early in the game?
I just say, you know, we had, if you look at the lineup we sent up there, I mean, they got great pitching. They could have shut us down, but we had a lot of really good hitters taking great at-bats. Started with Melky getting a single and then a homer. I mean, guys are going to compete in their at-bats, and when you got talent like that and you compete, sometimes you make it happen. But, I mean, I don't know if it was expected, but we knew it was expected that we were going to compete, and then it worked out.
Tony, Doug Brown, Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. It's getting to see the Giants living in the Bay Area. You knew, a lot was made about the fan vote and pushing Melky and Pablo. Can you just talk about all the Giants from Matt Buster all the way down?
Well, I had no problem with the vote. I mean, I've seen, you know, they hung in there with Pablo hurt. And when he plays, the lineup is deeper. You know, Buster's a winning player. Melky, you know, last year, this year, I mean, he's as good a hitter as there is in either league. They got a really solid team. And, you know, they have to be good because they're carrying Terrio. So, I'm supposed to make you laugh, man. I said that with a smile. Just kidding. I love Terrio. But, you know, I didn't have any problem with the voting. I mean, you look at it both ways. If Wright would have started and Pablo would have been playing the end of the game, either way, we had a really good player all over the field for nine innings.
One here to the middle right.
Tony, did it feel any different putting on the uniform tonight? And was it an emotional night for you at all?
I mean, I was aware of that this was going to be it. But, you know, this happened a lot last year during the comeback and the playoffs. You just get wrapped up like you usually do in trying to win the game. It consumes you, you know, and you really don't think. I did the last couple of innings when, you know, you got 8-run lead. Coaches and I, we talked about it. You know, big game, that rarely happens where you can enjoy the moment. Man, I enjoyed it.
Gesture there in the last inning where you let Terry make one pitching change and Renicky make the other. What was the thinking behind that, and why did you want to do that?
Well, I mean, throughout the game, I was talking to them and asking them, and you know, they're very sharp. They had really good stuff. They were into it just like managers. And I can remember one of those early All-Star games where, you know, I was forced out to do it. Didn't want to do it, and just to make me part of it, and I appreciated it. I wanted to pay the respects for the job they did for our club. Probably, I think maybe 87 or something. Johnny Mack was the manager in Oakland.
We'll take a couple more for Tony, and then Melky Cabrera will be up here on the left front.
Tony, we talk about the home field advantage element a lot this time of year. You guys really lived it last year with Game 6 and 7. Can you just comment on what that could mean for whatever NL team gets to that point?
Well, I mean, the commissioner's probably not going to like this answer a whole lot, but, I mean, if you get to the playoffs, you know, we didn't have the home field against Philadelphia and Milwaukee, and that was a big disadvantage against two very good clubs. And if you're an October team, you can overcome that. So it's a nice edge. I'm sure the National League would rather play the home games there. But if you don't have it, you can still win. I mean, it's not the magic bullet, just a nice edge. The reason that these games are so competitive, I think both leagues just want a shot at the other one. They just like to compete. And home field is a nice extra, but it's not the major reason these guys are into the games.
Is there a last one for Tony? Way in the back to the right, and that'll be the last one.
With the respect being shown to Chipper Jones, what did you think of Kansas City as a host city?
From A to Z, I think I just told today, coming to the ballpark, the way they've gone out of their way to make things really flow, like even just getting back and forth to the ballpark, they deserve a huge, I'm glad you asked the question. I hope somebody's will repeat what I have to say, because I think I represent both teams. We were treated outstanding. You get stuck in traffic trying to get back and forth to the ballpark, it takes a little edge off. They were, everything about our stay here was about as perfect as possible. Win or lose, it was, and they deserve a ton of credit. And it doesn't surprise anybody that's been to the Midwest for a long time. That's kind of the way Midwesterners are, and we appreciated it.